Hour number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Here on this Friday, the text line makes me laugh sometimes. Half the things I can't read. We're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. Big Joe, Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier back at the studio. So I guess I sparked something here. I was, when Jerry got those Super Bowls, I was young. I was, the last one, I was eight in 94. 95.
Yeah.
I was eight, Tim. So my question was, today, like August 29th, 2025, which, by the way, is the 14th anniversary of 102.5 The Game.
Nice.
So happy birthday to The Game. And you were here on that first day.
Sure was.
I came a few months later as an intern. So a lot of people as a part of our story. Yeah, happy birthday to The Game. But today, would you take Amy Adams Strunk or Jerry Jones?
Jerry Jones.
Three Super Bowls, all the history. Lance wants to comment on this on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHonda.com. Lance, what's up?
Well, I grew up around Dallas, and it was back in the 60s. I actually saw the Cowboys play in the Cotton Bowl. Ooh. So I saw the great years, you know, with your Staubachs and your Lilies and your Leroy Jordans and all the great guys. And saw that and then saw them go to heck in handbasket. And the only reason Jerry got to buy them is because back then, Cowboy fans wouldn't go watch them if they weren't any good. Well, Jerry's not forced to have a good team because everybody wants to go see the Cowboys. And that's he's reaping off that. If the fans would stay out of Jerry's world, he wouldn't have the money to do well. He's got the money now. It doesn't make a difference. But the other part is you talk about he traded, you know, his biggest deal was both of those idiots have both got rid of great coaches. He got rid of Jimmy Johnson. And Amy got rid of the guy up in the Patriots coach now.
What's his name?
Vrabel. Yeah, I'm so upset I can't see straight with the Cowboys. And he just, you know, if you put the two together, if they came out of a litter of pups, you'd be better off them toe sacking them and throwing them in a pond.
Hello. Good so, Lord.
That's how I feel.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Lance.
Thanks, Lance. My goodness.
Well, can we not throw puppies in a pond?
Yeah, right. The old adage of don't show up, that ain't going to fly because people are going to show up to the games. They're going to watch the games. They're going to do all that stuff. So let's don't. We're going to boycott Cowboys this year. You ain't boycotting anything. So you'll do that. Look, he believed what he thought was right and trading to the trade Micah Parsons out of there to the Packers. And look, time will tell. Right now, it seems awful. Time will tell if they made any kind of impact or not, man.
By the way, just seeing this, Brett McMurphy, this is really cool.
Uh-oh.
Fox is going to televise Lee Corso's final headgear selection as a part of Big Noon Kickoff.
Beautiful.
They will take the simulcast from ESPN. And Tom Rinaldi and Chris Felicia are also expected to have a Corso tribute because they worked on game day for so long. That's really cool. That shows you what that, and we haven't talked about this yet, but look, Lee Corso should have retired probably 15 years ago.
Easily.
But I respect what he's meant to college football.
Sure.
And that show, game day does not become what it became without him.
He's Dick Vitale.
Yeah, right. He's Howard Cosell. He's Jimmy the Greek. Like all the great shows have had that one character that as soon as you say the name of the show, that's the first person that comes to mind.
Right.
Like you say College Game Day, Lee Corso.
Yeah, right. Fox, stay away. Just thinking about you. I don't, Tom Rinaldi, that's great. Don't make it about you. Stay
away. Disagree 100% with you. They worked with them. They're allowed to do a tribute. People are allowed to tribute.
So they'll make it about themselves.
Nope.
That's what this is.
Nope.
That's what Fox is doing. Making it about themselves.
I think they're making it about him. I think.
Watch the Rinaldi thing. How much is he going to mention his name and show pictures of them together? It ain't about you.
What? Why do you have such a problem with that?
It's not about you. It's not about you. It's about Lee Corso. It's not about
you.
So
how do you make it about Lee Corso?
You can make a statement. He's great. What you just said is perfect. What you just said was absolutely perfect. I don't need to see pictures with you and him. I don't need to see it. What you said was absolutely perfect.
I'm going to respectfully disagree with you.
That's fine.
I don't think it makes it about Tom
Rinaldi. But these people always want to make it about themselves. They all do.
Some people do. And I don't know Tom Rinaldi. Maybe he's one of those. But not everybody does that. Like, if you left the show and I posted a picture of us together, that's not me making it about me. That's me making it about us as a show and what you meant to me. Like, I did that when you left before.
God bless you.
How is that about me? That's about you.
But we were together at that moment. They're on another network and gone.
Right, but they spent a lot of Saturday mornings together.
Okay.
Chris the Bear, was on that show as a producer and worked with him. So I think it's a cool thing from Fox to simulcast the headgear.
Okay.
And to give, because they don't have to do that. That's a competitor. And they're giving, you know, a moment to Lee Corso. And, yeah, I mean, I guess you can say it makes Fox look good. But,
right.
But like, it is a tribute to Lee Corso. I don't have a problem.
All too often, they try to make it about themselves. And not
some
about,
people, but not everybody.
I hope not.
Like, I view this as Fox is doing a really cool thing for somebody that has meant a lot to the game.
Okay.
Because Fox doesn't have the big noon kickoff and have people care as much about college football if college football doesn't have the following that it has because Corso has had a big part of that.
Agree.
So that I don't think it's that. Yes, 100%. There are some people
right.
that make it all about them. And I'll.
They do.
Yeah.
They, look at me. Look at me. Here I am. That's great. Yep. We get all that.
There are some people that do that. But I don't think this is that case.
Hope not.
You know, I think I'm. The whole reason I want to watch game day tomorrow is I want to see what all they're going to do. Like the video that they put of Corso sitting in the theater at the Hall of Fame,
uh-huh.
watching everybody say something about him, and then Herb Street's the last one. And walks up to get him. And I know how you feel about Herb Street. I think that is genuine because I think Lee took Kirk under his wing when he first started, and they have always had a special relationship. So I buy that.
Okay.
You know, I don't think you do. But
not at all. But that's me.
Okay.
I have reasons of my own.
Yeah.
Look, I got the video in the arena and the theater was great. I know Lee Corso, but he has meant the world to college football, same as Vital did to basketball, all that. And he just elevates the attention on there. And Lee Corso's made it about the players and the schools, and it's fantastic. When other people start meddling around, they make it about themselves, and I just cannot stand that. For example, there's a weatherman that retired the other night.
Yep.
And – a pitcher was – somebody put themselves in every pitcher with the weatherman that retired. And I was like, stop doing this. It's not about you. Stop it.
Can I read a few texts?
Please.
Thomas in Nashville. Here goes Grumpy Joe. What's next? Get off my lawn. LMAO. Y'all have a great holiday weekend from Thomas on a car.
Yeah, Thomas, you get on my lawn, I'm going to come after you.
Probably not.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's some more.
I don't know what this means, so I'm not going to read it. I don't know what those are. Ricky says don't read it.
Oh, now I got to look at it and see what it is.
Because it's what I think it is, isn't it? Okay, yeah. No, okay. I'm not going to read it.
All right.
Rick's here to make sure that I don't get myself fired.
What do they call that, legal?
Yeah, he's my censor. Ombudsman.
The ombudsman.
Yeah, read that first one.
Is that from
Skyler?
I don't know what that means, but I don't know what that means.
We'll leave it at that. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Peter Burns, SEC Network and ESPN, his thoughts on Lee Corso and also the SEC games coming up this week. Joe. Here on this Friday, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. Didn't we play this one already?
Played all day long, baby.
I mean, it's a great song, but Jimmy Buffett Day here on this Friday. College football weekend. It's going to be a packed weekend. Last night was already packed. Tonight will be packed as well. And College Game Day, of course, honoring Lee Corso in his final show. We say hello to Peter Burns from the SEC Network and ESPN. Peter, how you doing?
I need about 8 margaritas right now. That's what I need. I don't want to – I mean, you always play a little Jimmy Buffett, man. I mean, the weather's perfect for this weekend. I'm ready to have like 11 cocktails and get things going for kickoff.
Oh, it's perfect for it. Do you have a Lee Corso story with all your time at ESPN?
You know, I mean – honestly, it was actually before ESPN. I'll never forget, but, you know, when I dreamed about being on SEC Network and ESPN way back in the day, I remember like 2004 or so, College Game Day came to LSU for a game after they won the national championship. And I'm just kind of around, and all of a sudden I see the College Game Day bus right by the BCS trophy, and I'm like, man, that'd be awesome. And I kind of peer around, and I see Lee Corso, and I'm like, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm like behind the scenes, and Lee couldn't have been any better. He's like, "What are you doing, young man? Are you an LSU fan?" I was like, "Yeah." And so he's like, "Oh, come over here," and he brought me over to the trophy. I'm like, "This is unbelievable." It's Lee freaking Corso. I mean, I'm gonna cry on tomorrow. I'm man enough to admit I'm gonna have that like cutting onions thing, yep. Especially watching Herb Street, who's his like best friend and fan. The way Herb Street handles it is going to just wreck me. I guarantee it.
Well, I'm the same way. I mean, obviously I'm going to watch game day because I always watch game day. But to see what all is going to happen, and like you think about college football, how big it is, how that, you know, ESPN has game day, Fox has their show, like there's all these other shows. None of that really exists without somebody, and there's other people too, but without somebody like Lee Corso, because it just changed the whole game, and now it's the standard for everything we do, and it's just really cool.
Yeah, you got to have a little bit of fun. You know, I mean, McAfee's done a great job with that. I know, you know, Portnoy's going to be doing it over there for Fox, and I think I just saw this call across my timeline, so I haven't vetted it out. I literally just saw it right as you guys were calling, but I think I saw where Fox is actually going to air Corso's headgear, yep. Final headgear, which I think is awesome, man. I mean, again, like, it seems to be warring factions between Fox and ESPN and the Big Ten and the SEC. I'm like, man, if y'all work things out properly, everybody could be in a good spot with this thing. Maybe we'll get like a College Game Day goal line package as well, too, like a red zone. Like, you know, there's ways to work together. And him and Dickie V are two of like the names that just kind of personify what the love of college sports is about.
100%. Let's talk some games starting at 11 o'clock, Texas and Ohio State, which I think is the best game of the day. That line has shifted. Now Texas is a 1.5-point favorite, according to ESPN Bet. I think this is going to be a lot of fun to start the season and really set some storylines up.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I talked about it on my show this morning on SEC Network. It is the fact that I think there's four – like, when games are close, I think there's four determining factors on who wins it, right? Because they both have elite rosters. They both have great head coaches. One is home field advantage. Clearly, Ohio State has that. But all the other ones, I think I lean towards Texas, right? I mean, Arch Manning has been in that program for 3 years. And most importantly, Steve Sarkisian's been that play caller. He knows exactly what Arch can and cannot do, and Arch understands that offense. On the other side, Brian Hartline's calling plays for the first time in his collegiate career, and also they got a brand new defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, that comes over from the NFL, who, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it seems like a fairly decent gap to say, all right, I was a head coach, I've been a defensive coordinator in the NFL, I'm just going to crush it in the college level. So I think the consistency in coordinators and quarterback play is what makes me think I lean towards Texas in this ballgame.
Very good. Peter Burns with us from the SEC Network. All right, Peter, we had this question earlier, and it's 50-50 for a lot of us. If you could pick one game to go to tomorrow, Texas, Ohio State, or LSU at Clemson, where's Peter Burns going?
We know that answer.
I mean, I'm born and raised in Baton Rouge, so you know my ass is going to be down at Death Valley for LSU Clemson. However, I will say, like, take my love for Louisiana and LSU out of the equation, I think it's just a bigger game. Like, I look at Texas, I look at Ohio State, and I think both of them, regardless of what happens, unless it's a huge blowout, both of them make the college football playoff. For LSU, I think you almost have to win that game. As tough as the SEC is now, you win that game, and I think you pencil yourself in for the college football playoff. I think Clemson can lose that game, guys, and I don't think anybody's going to give them any type of run for their money in the ACC. I think Cade Klubnik's a real deal. I think top to bottom, this roster is easily top five. And if they did fall right now, I still don't see Miami or got, you know, Bill Belichick and his 10-year-old girlfriend. I don't see that working out at North Carolina.
Right.
And so for me, I think Clemson's kind of in the driver's seat here as far as what can happen. I still like LSU in this ball game because I think defensively they're just finally the first defense LSU has had since probably 2015, 2016.
All right, good point. So much drama tomorrow, Peter. Let's talk about Tennessee and Syracuse. All eyes on Joey Aguilar. Look, he's a decent quarterback, and tomorrow we could see how really well he understands his Tennessee offense. It could be a great day for the Tennessee Vols, or it could be a really bad day for the Vols.
Yeah, I mean, I look at Heupel as a great chef that no matter – he goes into the kitchen and looks at what ingredients he has, and he can make a meal, right? Like some guys have to have – like Gus – I mean, Hugh Freeze – had the ingredients of Peyton Thorne, but he couldn't make a good meal last year. Maybe that'll change with Jackson Arnold. But Heupel has shown to do it with different styles of quarterbacks and different style of play. I mean, I look at it on the flip side of it. I think defensively what Tim Banks has done with his defense, even though they're going to be getting rid of – they had a bunch of players that left, I think that defense is nasty again. I think that's the level of success I expect from Tennessee. I don't think they'll be a college football playoff team, but – I just can't buy into a Syracuse squad that lost a lot as well.
All right, closer to home here, Nashville and West End, Diego Pavia, Vandy takes on Charleston Southern. And it's great, Peter, because we're talking about, like we did at SEC Media Days with you, I mean, we're talking about Pavia and what's going on and the excitement over the Vanderbilt schedule this year. It's fun to talk about Vanderbilt like this as opposed to last year thinking, man, could this be Clark Lee's last year? We know it's not, but it's fun to talk with the excitement of Vanderbilt.
That dude, man. I'm so glad that people got a chance to watch the Any Given Saturday and see who he is because we knew that behind the scenes. But, you know, a lot of times it's like, all right, it's Vanderbilt, you know, whatever. But you knew that Clark was that guy that, like, all right, you'll go to war for. You combine him with Diego, and it's kind of must-see television right now. And, you know, I think they're deeper than they've been before. And I think that's a monstrous thing that Barton Simmons and those guys have for up in Nashville. So, I'm excited, man, and especially the stadium looks better. Like, it's just a good time to be over in Nashville.
Peter Burns is with us, SEC Network and ESPN. Is this the Alabama revenge tour, and is Florida State the first victim? Because I Joe's really high on them, and I'm starting to come around on them that Alabama might be ready to, pun intended, roll again.
I mean, first of all, the guy from Florida State still hasn't eaten the dog poop. Oh, I mean, we know that.
Right.
So that is a cursed program until the man is found who swore he was going to eat dog food, but Florida State lost to Boston College. That hasn't happened. I think Bama's good, man. I like Kalen DeBoer. Not many people would want to take that job after Nick Saban, and Kalen DeBoer said, screw it, I'll take it. I'm confident. But I think he was confident because he thought he would have Ryan Grubb, and then Grubb got the job as the offensive coordinator for the Seahawks, and then now he's there. I mean, by all accounts, I talked to people down there, it's just a good vibe, and that roster is probably as good as they've had since 2020. So, long story short, yes, I think they destroy FSU coming up this weekend.
South Carolina, Virginia Tech, I mean, this is, you talk about the Any Given Saturday documentary. I mean, South Carolina was featured in that, and I watched that, and I'm like, man, I'm kind of pulling for these guys now. I mean, they just there's something about Beamer and Sellers and just that whole group. But now that the talk is there and the hype is there, they actually have to go prove something.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough. I mean, they lose, I think, 7 of their top 8 tacklers, you know, guys with other tackles. I mean, defensively, they are just, I mean, the not the cupboard's dry, but it's just all that production they got last year, carry up front. And remember, we saw Harold Perkins at LSU have a monster freshman year, but then after that, never really found his spot. Is Dylan Stewart going to be that same way? Or do they have another new Kyle Kennard on the other front, on the other side of that defensive front that scares people? I think Lenoris is good. I think we got to pump the brakes to Lenoris for Heisman campaign. But I think it's important for Shane to show we could lose a lot of talent and our floor is not 5 games or 6 games a season and 6 wins. I think they, if they have a bad year, he needs to build the expectation that it's a bad year is 8-4 now. A good year is 10-2 in a college football playoff squad.
Not an SEC game, but a fun one. ABC Sunday night, Notre Dame in Miami. Miami now without Cam Ward, who, of course, is here in Nashville with the Titans. And Notre.
I hope they both have to forfeit, and both of these teams have to disband their damn programs. I got no respect for Miami. And actually, I do like Marcus Freeman, so I was going to say I got no respect for them, but I actually Marcus Freeman's pretty cool. So, damn it, are you guys going to make me pull for Notre Dame? Like the enemy of my enemy? I guess so.
I don't know. I think it'll be a fun game to watch. I'm kind of the same way, though. It's like they're two programs that are hard to like.
I mean, listen, Miami's just been so, like, you know, they've been trying to be somebody for the longest time, and I think it's a false bravado. And I don't think they got a whole lot better with Carson Beck. You know, I mean, there's going to be a fall-off, of course, but, I mean, I'm just not sold on Carson Beck, not necessarily the play, but just the leadership style. So it feels like that's something that can get slippery if all of a sudden Notre Dame and Jeremiah Love and those guys have a lot of success.
Isn't it tough, Peter, to explain to people that don't really live in America how excited we are for tomorrow? I mean, just how just over the moon excited we are. I mean, last night was great, tonight's good, but tomorrow, Peter, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, like the first start of the English Premier League games, right, over in England. Like, I mean, you got, like, fan bases stabbing each other and being pissed off. I mean, you got Clemson narking out LSU on their starting safety to the NCAA. I mean, like, this is the pettiness in which I love, and that's why college football is the damnedest best sport in the history of the world.
Absolutely. Peter, give me a surprise, a dark horse team in the SEC that not a lot of people are talking about that you think could have a fantastic year.
I mean, hell, we didn't think South Carolina was that team last year. I mean, A&M has been just laying in the weeds, guys. Nobody has given a damn about A&M, and Mike Elko likes it that way. Like, Jimbo always used to like to bump his gums, you know, about Saban and wanted to have these recruiting classes and even going back to Kevin Sumlin. But they're kind of like this Teddy Roosevelt team where it's like, speak softly and carry a big stick. If they can keep Marcel Reed healthy, that's a sneaky team that no one's given enough credit to.
I would agree with that. I'm curious, too, what do you think about Ole Miss? Because I feel like every year it's like, oh, you know, they did well in the portal or recruiting, and it's the Lane train and all this stuff. And then, you know, they lose a couple, and they're just kind of right there, you know, also ran. Do you think that he's got something that can compete with some of these big dogs?
Yeah, but not to a college football playoff level. I think this is a more about next year's team for Lane. And I don't think that this is a 5-7 team by any mean. I struggle looking at how much defensive game records they had defensively and how all of those guys are gone. I mean, there's only four starters back from last year's team. That's a lot. And I love the Austin Simmons kid. I mean, that's the next Tua. And if I don't know where I can go to a sports book and buy Austin Simmons ticket for Heisman next year, I guess I'd probably get some pretty damn good odds on it, but that's the guy I can't wait to see how he develops. I mean, lefty, looks like Tua. I mean, Lane is very, very high on that young man.
He is Peter Burns of the SEC Network. Are you on all day tomorrow? Where can we see you?
Yes. I start at, 10 o'clock tomorrow, and then I'm on air all the way to 4:30. And then I'm going to have 15 cocktails and live tweet LSU beating down Clemson and wake up in a haze and do my ESPN radio show on Sunday. Like, this is it, boys. Like, this is, like, our go time. So freaking excited about it.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. We will be watching. Always appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Chase.
All right. Thanks, Peter. It sounded like he was cutting out some. Peter Burns, SEC Network, joining us. Here on the program, and again, does a great job with them. We will react to some of that and much more. Reset the news of the day here on Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, live at Kitchen Notes today here on 102.5 The Game.
There's a hole in my heart as deep as a well for that poor little boy who's stuck halfway to hell.
Though we can't get him out, we'll do the next best thing.
We'll go on TV and sing, sing, sing.
And we're sending our love down the well.
Oh,
we're sending our love down the well.
Yes.
Down that well.
Oh, sing it, Krusty.
What are your plans for the royalties?
Well, we gotta pay for promotion, shipping, distribution. You know, those limos out back, they aren't free. Whatever's left, we throw down the well.
I love Krusty.
Oh, he's the best.
Anytime Krusty is featured, it's...
Yep.
Or Mr. Burns. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, the game here on this Friday. All right, we're going to make it... We're going to actually put it down in ink and make official our season predictions for both Tennessee and Vanderbilt.
Let's do it.
All right, which one, where are we starting?
Start Vanderbilt.
Okay. So we're just... We'll go through game by game. You're going to write the record down?
Yep.
All right. Charleston Southern.
1-0.
All right, 1-0. At Virginia Tech, 2-0.
1-1.
Ooh.
How about you do yours first?
Oh, okay.
It'd be easy that way.
All right, 2-0. At South Carolina, 2-1. Georgia State, 3-1. Utah State, 4-1. At Alabama, 4-2. As much as I would love to believe.
Okay.
LSU, you know what? 5-2. Missouri, 6-2. Bowl eligible. At Texas, 6-3. Auburn, 7-3. Kentucky, 8-3. At Tennessee, 8-4.
Woo! All right, read it to me again. Read me. I'll do mine now.
Okay. Charleston Southern.
1-0.
At Virginia Tech.
1-1.
At South Carolina.
1-2.
Georgia State.
2-2.
Utah State.
3-2.
At Bama.
3-3.
LSU.
4-3.
Missouri.
4-4.
At Texas.
4-5.
Auburn.
5-5.
Kentucky.
6-5.
At Tennessee.
6-6.
So you got 6-6.
Yeah.
I say 8-4, you say 6-6.
Still get to the bowl game.
Yep. Nope. That's good. All right, Tennessee, you go first this time.
Okay.
Syracuse and Atlanta.
1-0.
ETSU in Knoxville.
2-0.
Georgia in Knoxville.
2-1.
UAB.
3-1.
Mississippi at Mississippi State.
4-1.
Arkansas.
5-1.
At Alabama.
5-2.
At Kentucky.
6-2.
Oklahoma.
7-2.
New Mexico State.
8-2.
At Florida.
9-2.
You just said earlier that you thought they'd beat Tennessee.
My poll.
Pause.
What'd you say?
Right?
Vanderbilt.
10-2.
Okay. All right. So a playoff.
Yep.
All right.
Well, 10-2. I don't have to make the playoff run, but 10-2.
I think 10-2, they're in the playoff.
Okay.
All right. Syracuse, 1-0. ETSU, 2-0. Georgia, 2-1. UAB, 3-1. Mississippi State, 4-1. Arkansas, 5-1. Alabama, 5-2. Kentucky, 6-2. Oklahoma, 7-2. New Mexico State, 8-2. At Florida, 8-3. Vanderbilt, 9-3.
Okay. That Florida game is key. And it's funny, you pick these. Is Florida given up by then?
Yeah.
Or is Florida all engaged? If Florida's all engaged, you win. You win. If Florida's done, then I get it because they'll be out of it. But right there.
So,
and the deciding factor of Vanderbilt, that Virginia Tech game.
Yeah.
I want them to win that game. I don't know. And I want them to win the game.
I think the thing I'm curious about with Vandy in particular, but you could even put Tennessee with this too, is the games that they struggled, but they found a way to win last year. Can they elevate that to, all right, they win pretty handedly.
Right.
And the ones that they should have won that they stumbled in, can they get over the hump and win those?
Well, I think for Tennessee is because you don't play A&M, you don't play Texas, you don't play LSU. I mean, Tennessee's schedule sets up perfectly for them. Perfectly for them. But you got to beat Syracuse tomorrow and start it off. But not having those teams on your schedule replaced by Mississippi State, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, I mean, this is good for Heupel. Now you got to go out and win the games.
Yep, you do. So that so the win total, according to Music City Bets, for Tennessee and Vegas is 8.5. Vanderbilt is 4.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
they still don't have faith.
I'd be all over that 4.5 for Vandy.
Yep.
Music City Bets knows better than this.
No, he's just passing on the news.
Oh, okay.
I got to – don't hate the messenger, right? I sound like Foster Brooks there. Yes, you're right. Don't hate the messenger. My Hope Music City Betts is not listening. Hope somewhere he's out there working hard to make the world a better place.
Both of you guys think Vandy is beating LSU this year?
Yeah, I do.
I feel like that's their one. That's the one they're not supposed to, so they will.
Exactly. And Clark Lee has built them into believing they can win that one game. That Alabama game is going to be, for years, talked about just how he rallied that team together, and they came together and played really hard. Why can't they do it against LSU? Again, that's an LSU team. Have they given up? Does Clemson destroy them? They're like, oh, we're done. And all the hatred of Brian Kelly comes to the surface.
Well, and is Vandy coming off of, you know, what kind of – do they, if they lose to Alabama, what kind of loss is that?
Right.
Like, does Alabama just mop the floor and get revenge, or is it close? Like, you know, so that's a factor too. But, yeah, I don't know. I have this feeling they're going to lose again, and I want this to go away because it's the same old Vandy. They're going to lose one they shouldn't lose, and they're going to win one they shouldn't win.
Exactly. They do every year. And let that LSU, I mean, that's a game at home, mid-October. And again, if they go out and beat Virginia Tech, and they're like you think they should, and rolling that way, they could put a great effort together and beat LSU.
Can you imagine? Let's just sit here and think about this for a second. Let's say they beat Virginia Tech and South Carolina and win the two that they're supposed to win, and they're 5-0 against Bama.
Could happen.
Two ranked teams. Because, like, I would think they'd be ranked that point.
Because what happened this time last year, we talked about, man, they're going to maybe win.
That's your 2:30 game on ABC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt. No doubt that game.
Like,
but, again, that's why we love it. It's going to prove itself out on the field. Every Saturday we're going to see this, and it starts tomorrow.
Yep. So there you go. Tonight, great question, 3041. The high school football – Metro High School Football Game of the Week, which is presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. We will be at Hunter's Lane as they take on McGavick. So Coach Bubba Spears and I, Dr. Crane, will be on the sidelines. We will have that in tonight after the games, the Game Blitz with Connor Newt, Parker Kelly. They'll go through all the big games tonight and talk to coaches, talk to people that were at the games. Where are you going to be?
I'll be down in Coffee County. It's the Coffee Pot game between Tullahoma and Coffee County. Both teams are 1-0 going tonight. It's a great rivalry game. It's been played since 1924. Let's get it.
Is there an actual coffee pot that gets?
I think so.
Like a trophy?
That's what cool. I've been told, so we shall see.
That is very cool. So that's where we'll be. And then tomorrow morning at 9 on 94.9 The Fan, Greg Pogue. We'll have prep football talk as they will break down with Coach Bubba and Craig Ladd. And then, of course, the weekend huddle with Dr. Crane, Connor, and Parker. We'll be breaking down different things. College football, week number one, starting at 9 here on 102.5 The Game. So excited about all of that. And coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays plus the mashup here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Hope you're having a great day to this point. Appreciate them for being with us. Again, you can catch the Metro Schools Game of the Week tonight presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. Tomorrow, Vanderbilt football, they take on Charleston Southern, as we've been talking about. Pre-game at 4:30, kickoff at 6. You can also listen on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. And Vanderbilt football is presented by Gary Force Acura and Smoky Mountain Tops. So appreciate them for being on board. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc., all of your commercial construction needs under one roof. JarrettCompaniesInc.com, above and beyond industry standards.
All right, first and last, we have according to Hoyle Day. It looks like a board game or somebody a part of a board game. I don't know. Chop Suey Day is today. I don't want to eat no chop suey. That looks gross. College Colors Day is today. There you go.
That's a good one, yeah.
Forgive Your Foe Friday. So if you have a foe, go forgive them.
Faux Show?
Yeah, Faux Show, man. It's a tongue twister a little bit if you have too many F's in there. Individual Rights Day is today. Let's see. International Day Against Nuclear Test. Lemon Juice Day is today. You can pair that with the nuclear test. More Herbs, Less Salt Day. lower that sodium, ladies and gentlemen. National Sarcoidosis Awareness Day. Yeah, we're going to go with that. I don't know. Nice. National Sports Sampling Day. Don't know how you sample sports, but you can sample wine. National Swiss Wine Growers Day is today. And to wrap it up, we have Pottery's Bottle Oven Day. Okay, so you can do that in the oven.
Okay. Thanks for that really detailed list there, Dr. Crane.
You're very welcome.
All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get these within two. Our first birthday, the great actor, Ross Geller's dad, Elliot Gould.
Ooh. I'm going to say 88.
85.
87. By the way, Elliot Gould is one of the best movies of all time called Capricorn 1 about how they faked the moon landing. Watch that.
Wasn't he in the MASH movie?
He was.
Yeah.
Well done.
Good movie.
From Risky Business, actress Rebecca De Mornay.
Rebecca De Mornay?
Yep.
Wasn't there a Seinfeld bit on that, too?
I think yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm going to say 62.
71.
66. Next is actress Carla Gugino. She was The Rock's wife in San Andreas.
Yeah.
She's been in 1,000 movies.
55.
53.
54. That's a push. By the way, Carla, still getting it done. On down here, a few more here. Computer, take a little time. Oh, actress Lea Michele. She was on Music City Bet's favorite show, Glee.
Ah, yes. MCB loves Glee.
32.
38. 39. Dr. Crane's on the board. She was on the TV show Too Close for Comfort as one of Ted Knight's daughters, actress Deborah Van Valkenburg.
41.
39.
73.
Nice.
Bass player Michelle Ndego Ocello. She had that song with John Mellencamp a few years ago. It was pretty good.
58.
62.
57. Chaser knows his bald bass players. Let's see here. Gosh, there's not really that many birthdays today. How about that?
Hey, how about that, Phyllis Diller? Ain't she something?
How about lead guitar player Kyle Cook of Matchbox 20?
56.
59?
He is, I can't find him, 50. All right, we're going to get off. Let's go to sports birthdays. Only got three sports birthdays. TSU Tiger, long jump champion, Bob Beamon. How old is – I think there's a statue of Bob Beamon over at TSU, too.
78.
81.
79. Chasers up 3-1. Carl Banks, great linebacker, Super Bowl winner for the New York Giants.
68.
69.
63. Our last birthday here. It's got a local tie to it. Now, hold on a second. Local tie, and Chase is up 3-1. How old is Will Perdue?
Will Perdue. All right. I'm going to say 64.
67.
Oh, Dr. Crane. He's 60. You did not get it.
60.
3-1. Chaser wins. After yesterday, you got 15.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had to come down to Dr. Crane's level. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
Kidding. All right, real quick. Do we have a mashup?
Indeed.
Let's hit it.
And a good Friday, everybody. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here. At the Omni Nashville Hotel, I guess we need to get Micah's video ready for him.
Wasn't Timmy the guy that fell down the well in The Simpsons?
We're sending our love down the well.
Yes.
Boys, how we doing?
We're good. You just left. You know how we're doing.
You want a cat? Let's go to the shelter and get the biggest, fattest, dumbest cat. Give him a home. Because that would be the most loyal.
Chase, I'm watching the stream, and I must say your receding hairline looks fantastic today. Joe, you look like a big, bald version of Guy Fieri.
Yeah, I'm so upset. I can't see straight with the Cowboys. And
How was Bud's toupee looking that day?
It was looking good.
He had some sweet-ass toupees throughout the years. Do you know what goes in a Long Island tea? All the clear liquors. Just remember that.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong.
I'm sorry. There's a one of those open air buses is pulling up, and then there's a lady sitting in the back who is a 15 out of 10. Yeah. She's like, hey, you. So that's where we are today. Anyway, that just
poor Skillet.
Oh, that's right.
Let me clarify to the audience. I had zero physical attachment with this animal. This was solely for eating purposes.
Do you still
got a physical attachment?
Do you still got meat left?
Oh yeah, full freezer. Full freezer.
Full freezer of meat. And that, my friends, is what she said.
Oh, that was good. That might be your best one.
I was waiting for Dr. Crane to drop in there. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
What was the TV theme again?
Family Matters.
That's all right. Family Matters. That was good. Well done.
Yes.
That is going to do it for us today. Enjoy a long weekend of college football.
Hey, listen, we know it's a great week and everything, but if you're still struggling, please reach out, talk to somebody. That's our message. We're on the show now for 2 years now, is to get you better mental health-wise. It's important to Chase and myself and Dr. Crane that you're still here with us. So if you're struggling, please reach out and talk to somebody. We have the services for you. Just go to GameNashville.com, click on the Chase and Big Joe Show, drop down for Unity Psychiatric Care is there. As I say all the time, our world is a better place because you are here. Know that. Know that we love you. More importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next, 102.5 The Game.